Okay, what up, my side? Lessons from the Lave live in the amazing alma mater of mine, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Reitz. I don't know if anybody knows, that's what's saying. YU, almost in the Beis Medrash, right outside the Beis Medrash. One day they'll let me in the Beis Medrash. It's really so heartwarming for me that, number one, that Reb Shimon Simon Italiander, Yishkoyach to you for helping organize this. Simon, since he's not here, so we could say, Shvacha Muxus Lefanov, but he's not here, so we could say. So I'm always the guy, unfortunately, who doesn't plan these things, and I, of course, called him on Sunday, and I'm like, so how about a Bashir tomorrow? So Baruch Hashem, and all you guys, I know you have midterms, I know it's very difficult, and as I promised you, I will not keep to 10 minutes. But I hope that this idea will resonate with you. What I think is, obviously, this idea, of course, is for everybody to listen to, but it's very specific to you guys. So in the part, and it's Emir Hashem, it's something very, very unique. Something we would have, if I didn't read this, I would have never even thought of this for a second in the parsha. So hopefully you'll get hana, as I hope, as I did. And we'll relate with you some, as usual, some interesting stories. So the pasuk tells us in this week's parsha, we know that the parsha is oisik in many different things, but one of the important parts that it's oisik in is Avram Avinu finding a place, a burial place for his wife. And there's a great Torah on, of course, that whole back and forth, the first time ever and last time in history where a Jew is offered something for free and he refuses to take it and he wants to pay for it. And then finally, after the whole story is over, the pasuk tells us in Perek Chav Gimel, it says as follows. Very surprising. Va'achar kein, after all this masa umatan, after all the negotiation, kavar Avraham finally is koiver his wife at Sarah Ishto, El Ma'aras HaMachpela, Ma'arat HaSadeh HaMachpela, Apnei Ma'arahu Chevron Be'eretz Kanan. So the Mefarshim talk about this pasuk in many, many different ways. And they talk about the chashivos of Eretz Yisrael, so I could have a great shir on that, and why you guys not coming back there. So, okay, great. And because it repeats, it talks about Chevron, Maras Pel, and then Eretz Yisrael, Niknas Be'eretz Yisrael. No, that's not it. I want to just quote you a medrash. Medrash, not just Tom, Medrash Rabbah. And the Medrash said something that, you know, if you guys ever read, you read the Medrash, and you're like, okay, you gloss over it, but listen to this great Chiddush. Va'achar kein, this is the Medrash Rabbah. Va'achar kein, kover Avram hadahu dechsiv. Rod of Stoka, va'achar kein, sorry, he goes out, Avram, and he says, because he was a roided stock of a chesed, yim sochayim stock of a kavod. When the pasuk talks about a mishle, somebody who goes after, who's roided stock, goes after charity and chesed, yim sochayim stock of a kavod. What does that mean? So he says, he breaks the pasuk down. Roided stock, who ran after doing acts of charity, ze Avram. As the pasuk says, v'shamru derech Hashem la'asot stock. The chesed. Who is the pinnacle of chesed? Shagomo chesed who? Avram again. Shagomo chesed the Sarah. Because he did the ultimate chesed to his wife Sarah. Yim sochayim. Ushana chay Avram. Mehashana v'shem mishana find stuck of a covenant. He did all these things. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzhak Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who ani? It's you who is, it says, Amunu asi, gomel chasodim. And he goes on this thing. Varizokim baba yamin. So Rav David Pavarsky, the Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich, maybe you, any of the Shana Bet guys from last year, so I went with Rav Jake, so we went and visited Panovich, so I don't know if you remember, there was a shir going on there. So Rav David Pavarsky, the great Rosh Yeshiva, says something startling. I never thought of this. But think about it for a moment, right? He says, and I'm going to say this in only Rav Hartstein's words, he doesn't say it like this, but I like the drama. You know, I like a little drama. So he says like this. He says, really? You want to define Avram's pinnacle state of chesed? We know it was Ish chesed. We know last week's parasha, right? You want to give me the way that we can define Avram Avinu as Ish chesed? What would you say? I think last week's parasha was even more. That guy is in ridiculous pain. He just had his bris milah at what age?
75.
Okay, 99. Do I hear 104? Okay, so he has his bris milah. And he says, no, I need to do chesed. And he goes out, right? What does the pasuk, first pasuk say? Last week's parasha. For you, Yoshe Pesach Ha'el Kechoim Hayom on the third day. And he says, I just want to do chesed. That should be the pasuk of chesed.
Says Rav David Pavarsky,
the pasuk of chesed is what? He did the most ultimate chesed. You know what he did? He's such a tzaddik. He buried his wife. Wow. I mean, even people that kill their wives, right, bury their wives. I'm sorry, I don't mean it like that, but I'm like, that's the chesed? Who wouldn't do a chesed like this?
No, you hear the point? So Rav David Pavarsky says, how can it be? He says, what's the big deal?
Who wouldn't do the chesed and find their wife a burial space? It's a little strange.
So he says, Muvur mizeh sheba'im chazal lamdeinu. It must be the Medrash is teaching us a great yisod. Yisod gadol hanemlamed mishleimus midas hachesed shel Avraham Avinu.
There is chesed, and then there's something he calls shleimus of chesed. Chesed that you do, just, it's you. It's part of you. Let me give you an example. Okay? The example is as follows. We're on the, we went away. My wonderful parents took us away for Chol Hamoed Pesach. Chol Hamoed Sukkot, sorry, I forgot what the last holiday was. Chol Hamoed Sukkot. And so we went to a hotel, we went on the light rail in Yerushalayim. Remember those light rails? Yeah. How people have not died that because everybody goes in the middle of the streets. Yeah, why not? So people are going in the middle of the streets.
Amen.
I should get a bigger cup. Okay, but anyway, so we go on, and you know how it is. It's very busy. It's not like the New York subway, but we'll have a deal. But so somebody comes on. It was an old person. Anybody know in Eretz Yisrael when you're on a bus and you're what happens when an old person comes into it? Everybody goes, stands up. Beautiful thing. So I wouldn't react the appropriate way. I looked at my son and I said to him, "Nu?" So of course he gets up. So I said, "Yaakov, you have to be innate that when somebody gets on that's old, you have to get up. You do, come on, Dad, what are you doing? Whatever. Okay, fine." But the point is, that he says was Avram. He said, "Ki gam kaasher kavar Avram es sara ishto halach behargashat hacheser kazu shayagomil ba."
He did it as if it wasn't his wife. It was just anybody.
He acted in the same way he would act as if it was any person. And therefore the Midrash uses his wife as the ultimate chesed because it didn't matter to him that it was his wife. He would have done this for anybody.
The lochash larega. He didn't for a moment
he didn't think it was for his wife. He just said, "I'm just going to do a chesed."
Okay, it happened to be for his wife.
It was stam somebody else's wife. Because he was an ish chesed. That's how he defined himself.
When we talk about what is the pinnacle, what is the ultimate state, the quintessential ish chesed, they quote a pasuk about his wife because he treated it as if it was anybody else. Dafka mikan chazal bring this pasuk at shleimus koyach hachesed shel Avram. How wholesome his acts of chesed was. Shegam kasher asak, when he did something that anybody else would do, it wasn't anybody else. It wasn't like he did it to him, it was second nature. And that's the message, Rabbi Isai. The message is that your life should be second nature. When you do things, they should become second nature. I think from this exact location of 2 months ago, I don't know if it was the last time I was here. I don't know why you're buying me back. But 2 months ago, so I gave a vort, and I quoted, I always like to quote, I always quote the Chinuch. And I always quote the Chinuch because I love this one-liner, but I want to quote you this section I don't think I normally quote. And that is as follows. The Chinuch talks about Korban Pesach, because of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, this is why do we have so many zikarons. Okay, I quote this like a zillion times already, nobody wants to hear the lessons of Valeria. It's like, already, stop it already. Fine. But says Chinuch, because it's my favorite line. A person's actions define the way his heart goes. The chesed of a ra, for good or for bad. Bein rabit, right? If a person does good, he's a good person. But then he says the following. Anybody who's ever been to any shul in the world, between Mincha Ma'ariv, they do a little bit of learning, some more than others. I was in one of those shul, I'm not going to mention the name. I was in that shul today, and the rabbi of the shul got up, and he said,
Birkas Hamazon is a chiyuv min haTorah. Rabbi Chana ben Akash, everyone's like, yeah, we love you, Rabbi, right? But they always end off with Rabbi Chana ben Akash Omer. He's Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot. He wanted to give us a great thing. The Fichach here of Torah Mitzvahs, right? So your typical child says, yeah, Daddy, you wanted to give us a present? It should say, Lefichach lo hirba Torah mitzvahs. Don't give me to have to get up early in the morning. Don't give me, I have to put tefillin on. Don't give me a Shabbos. You want to really be nice to me? You want to give me a present? Why all these things? Says the Chinuch, because the more mitzvahs we do, the better of a person that we become. So God gave us all these mitzvahs, all these good things, so that when you're shaving with a non-electric shaver, what do you think to yourself? Wow, this is good. You know why? I'm doing a mitzvah now. Everybody, but Heim Ratzim Vanda Ratzim. Walter, the Goyim do chesed. No, but we do chesed, it's innate. Because you do it so much, that this is just who we are. That's the way a person should act. Story time. That's it, I'm done. 10 minutes, I'm done. Anybody wants to leave, you can leave now. Now it's not, no Torah now, it's just story time. Story time, you can go over for story time. Oh, story number one. Beautiful. This year, we went away with the lovely Camp Masora to a beautiful hotel. We went to Boston. I went for the hotel, they went for the other stuff. The hotel was a Hilton's beautiful. The problem was it was a business hotel. So they made a little bit of noise. So the second day I scared, you guys know, right? I'm scared. This year is very hard for me. Sometimes I go into, you guys, those that don't know, I'm not so involved as much with the yeshiva, yeah? So I go in sometimes to lunch and I want to tell guys to stop stealing things. I can't, I'm not allowed to do it anymore. I can't be mean. I have to figure out where I can be mean now. Okay, fine. So I scared them. I said, guys, this is it. Chil Hashem. Last night you made too much oil. And they were amazing. They were amazing. So when they had this little breakfast, all of them were cleaning up. They were going, and they were telling the workers, no, we'll do it. And all of a sudden, the same general manager who kind of screamed at me the night before came up to me and says, wow, it's amazing. But his assistant, the assistant general manager, she came to me and she was crying. Blonde-haired woman, I said, what are you crying for? She says, what is it about you people? So I was like, oh, here comes a little anti-Semitism in Boston. What does it mean about you people? She says, I never met high school teenagers who are so nice. And then it came out that, which was so cool, they found a letter that was in one of the rooms. Some people leave money for the chambermaid. No, this was a letter. And it said, thank you so much, Hilton, Boston, Woburn, for letting us stay. Your pillows are so great. Your showers were great. You're the greatest. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We appreciate it. And this woman's crying now. It happens to be my daughter wrote the letter. But anyway, fine. So she said, I'm Jewish. I promise you. This woman who did not look like Jew, who I thought she was being anti-Semitic, she says, I'm Jewish. She goes, now I understand what it's being Jewish. Innate. It's second nature. They weren't putting on a show. That's who they really were. Oh, finally, this Shabbos, Hashem gave me a great gift. I thought I was just going to a Shabbaton for Yachad, part of my job, and to see how her job is. And in the same hotel we were at, there were 200 Satmar Hasidim on a respite weekend with their wives. These amazing people, are foster parents to at least one child that they fostered who have Down syndrome. And they give them all for a week. And Baruch Hashem, I became friendly with the other caterer, not myself, the other caterer, and the food was Me'ein Olam Haba, but it wasn't that. The singing and the geschmack, and oh, I love Satmar. Something Rav Hartzi never said in his life. I love them. So I was schmoozing with a lot of them. They were so warm, so beautiful, and I said, God, how do you do this? You made a choice to have a child. And almost everyone said, we don't understand what you're saying. You have a chance to do chesed, you're not going to do chesed. Happens to be Satmar is very well known for their chesed. All the hospitals, all those, it's all Satmar. And it was as if I said to them, I don't understand. How are you able to eat potato kugel? How can you eat the cholent? And what would we say? You pick up a spoon and you eat it. What do you mean? They were saying, what do you mean? You have a chance to do chesed, you do chesed. I don't understand. What's the shaila? It was second nature to them. You guys have to figure out how your lives, these things become second nature. The chesed of Avraham, it didn't happen. If it was his wife or not his wife, he would have done it. We, who do we think, when we think about this? We think about Rav Machlos. Second nature to him. It's not, he doesn't think to him, you know, go home, he says, oh, I'm going to tell you a great story. There was a guest that came in and I bought him a soda. It was a great little show. No, it's what he is, who he is. He doesn't think of that. So whether the act is chesed, or it's Torah, or it's mitzvahs, or whatever it is, it's innate, it's a second nature. Now that the clock has changed, so we know we have this thing called mincha, right? This is not so easy for me, because now my office is in Totowa, New Jersey, right? And the Young Israel of Totowa, New Jersey closed, it never existed, right? There's no shuls around. So you got to figure out now, when Shkia's at, 440 something, how am I going to daven mincha? So now you're in, Baruch Hashem, you guys are in YJU. Every 5 seconds is a mincha, there's even a sign right out over here. The Hecha Kedusha is at 220 and 420 is non-Hecha, whatever. But it's innate. I can't miss mincha because it's who I am. You go out on a date, okay? I've had this before many times. Maybe it's one of the reasons, one of the reasons I won over my wife. It's our 19th anniversary, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I won't. This is my first time in 19 years. I don't think I won't be there. I'm only coming the day after. What are you going to do? Okay. Hopefully she'll think it's the next day. And so she knows that when we were dating, it was one of the things. I'm like, okay, we got a chapa mincha. So we went to many different shuls around the... it's innate. How can I... Sometimes, okay, you can't chapa mincha, I understand. But it's who you are. I didn't daven a minyan. My wife knows. I don't feel it. Tefillin. How can it be? Guy... You don't know from this. But, you have Yeshana Aleph guy in another yeshiva, not ours, right? And it's 4 o'clock mincha, or 3:45, depending on when you daven. I forgot what it is, not 3:45. And he puts his tefillin on. How did you go to 4 o'clock without putting your tefillin on? You should be sick to your stomach, unless you really stick to your stomach, and that's why... How did I not put my tefillin on? It's horrible. You can't function. That's the way you have to act. That's the lesson that we learn from Avraham Avinu. It's second nature. Your life... These things have to be second nature, whatever it is. And with that, that's how you grow a life. You all are at, I know different stages. Some are at the beginning of that, some are at the end, some are chasanim, getting married in a very short amount of time. It's a foundation. Sean, mazel tov to you. But when you establish that foundation, the foundation is how things start. You tell your wife right away, this is important to me. I want you to push me out. Push me out to go learn. I want you to be... That's the idea. Rabbi Yisai, I give you the bracha of... You're in a wonderful place. You're in the greatest institution, in my opinion, that Chutz La'aretz has to offer. Obviously, not the greatest institution in the world. But in Chutz La'aretz, you're very, very fortunate and lucky. Take the opportunity, those positive opportunities. And even if you're in the middle of midterms and you came just for a 10-minute share, which turned out to be 17 minutes, maybe 18 minutes, but it's okay. My bracha to you is that you should only have nachas and bracha. You should continue giving us nachas because you give us chiyus. When we see you and we... It's such the ultimate. It's the ultimate. It gives me... If I came only for these 18 minutes, 19... If I came only for these 18 minutes, it would be worth it. So continue on your great path of chesed and Torah and mitzvahs. I'm here to talk to anyone. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should be zeichet to only good things. You should come visit us in Eretz Yisrael very, very soon in Mirtz Hashem. And we should only have continued bracha, nachas, and only good things.